You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Kirk Humphreys. On the wall of my office is a black and white photograph of a tall, rough-hewn army officer and a stocky man in a business suit. The notation on the back reads, Bellingham, Washington, 1946. Like most of us who have spent years in elective office, I have a multitude of photos on my wall of presidents, governors, and sports heroes. But this lone photograph of two seemingly unimportant men is the one I treasure most. It is my spiritual heritage. After World War II, the founder of the Navigators, Dawson Troutman, sent his right-hand man to Seattle, Washington, to start a military ministry. Several weeks later, when Troutman checked to see how things were going, Lorne Sanney reported that he had started a Bible study. When asked how many men were coming to the study, Sanney admitted that only one man was attending, a young lieutenant named Charlie Riggs. Troutman paused and then said, "Major on Riggs." 10 years later, in 1956, when Billy Graham came to Oklahoma City for a month-long crusade, Sanney and Riggs came as a part of Graham's team. My father, Jack Humphreys, went to the crusade the first evening. Dad had signed up to be an usher and intended to get the lay of the land the first evening and then delegate the responsibility to other men from his church so he wouldn't have to attend every night. Dad had no idea that God would use that first evening to change his life. My father met Charlie Riggs that evening. Charlie was a former oil field roustabout and was anything but smooth. But the way he served people, with a smile on his face and a spring in his step, caught Dad's attention. Dad decided to come back the next night to find out what made Charlie Riggs tick. As they worked together setting up chairs, Charlie began asking Dad questions about his relationship with Jesus Christ. When did he read the Bible? How often did he pray? Did he ever have a quiet time? Dad admitted that he read the Bible when he prepared a Sunday school lesson, prayed when he was in trouble, and had no idea what a quiet time was. Now, Dad had been a Christian for many years, but he had never matured in his walk with Christ. He attended church regularly, tithed, and taught a Sunday school class. But his purpose in life was to become wealthy. It was as if he had made a deal to give Sundays to God, but kept the other 6 days to pursue his dream of becoming a millionaire by age 40. Dad's plan wasn't working out very well. He owned a small chain of five and dime stores, was losing money, and was deep in debt. Dad went back every night of the month-long crusade. He was searching for real answers to life's problems, and Charlie Riggs seemed to have the answers. After Billy Graham left town, Charlie continued to keep in touch with Dad, encouraging him and helping him learn how to grow in his faith day by day. Several months later, Charlie called one day to ask if Dad could meet with him the following week. Dad cleared his schedule, and Charlie spent an afternoon with him. Later, Dad learned that Charlie had driven hundreds of miles to spend the day with him and one other man in Oklahoma City, Gene War. Dad asked Charlie why he was willing to do that in order to help him. Charlie responded, "Jack, my work with Mr. Graham requires me to be away from my family most of the time. I've told God that I'm willing to pay that price if He will give me one man in each city into whom I can pour my life. In Oklahoma City, He gave me two, you and Gene." The Bible says, "Any man who is in Christ is a new creation." That was certainly true with my father. Though I was only 6 years old at the time, I noticed the change. One day I asked my mother, "Mom, how come Dad doesn't yell at me anymore?" My dad's new relationship with Jesus Christ changed his temperament, his habits, and even his goals in life. Dad's business, however, continued to struggle. He had trouble trusting God to meet his financial needs, believing that his own greed had led to his problems, and he would need to work his way out of them. One day, a friend challenged him to consider the promise of God in 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Dad began to see that God was able to meet all of his needs, even his seemingly insurmountable financial problems. Over the next few years, Dad sold all of his retail stores and began a new wholesale distribution company. One day he got a call asking him to sell sewing notions to the base exchange at Tinker Air Force Base. Apparently, he met a need for the exchange service. Within a few months, he was supplying Army and Air Force exchanges from border to border. It took Dad 5 years to pay off all of his debts. After 8 more years, he retired as a millionaire at age 49. After retirement, Dad spent 26 years as a part-time volunteer helping Charlie Riggs train counselors for Billy Graham Crusades across the United States, Canada, and Australia. Mom traveled with him, and it was the richest experience of their lives. What difference can one life make? Dawson Troutman helped Lorne Sanny grow in his relationship with Jesus Christ. Lorne Sanny had only one serviceman in his Bible study, Charlie Riggs. Charlie Riggs asked God to give him one man in each city where Billy Graham held a crusade. 59 years ago in Oklahoma City, Charlie helped Gene Warr and Jack Humphreys. Gene and Dad touched untold thousands of lives in Oklahoma City and around the world. I am one whose life has been profoundly changed, and that's why I have that picture on my wall of Lorne Sanny and his one-man Bible study, Charlie Riggs. Kirk Humphreys, chairman, the Humphreys Company, and former mayor of Oklahoma City, from Oklahoma City.